When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone lives and deserves a better person.
Of inspiration.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women, everyone who's listening to the Be Inspired Show. Welcome to the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. Hopefully everyone is good and everything is good. What I can see from my side is that it's hot these days. I can surely say that summer is here. I mean, this is like some days it's 36 degrees out there, so... Yeah, you know, the winter is gone, the summer has come. I can't even say it's autumn. This is definitely hot and blazing. So, yeah, you know, now I feel like going to the pool, going to Durban, and enjoying some hot, you know, cold water, like going swimming. Because, you know, this heat is burning me these days. But anyway, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. I hope everyone is fantastic, everyone is good. Everyone's enjoying life, and obviously life is not that enjoyable sometimes. There are things happen in life, but you just gotta keep pushing, okay? So, on that note, let's continue. Our topic of the day is called Make It Happen. The whole concept and definition, what I can say about that topic is when you want to get something done, you gotta make it happen. Because nothing makes itself happen, you know. If you have a dream that you want to achieve, you gotta make it happen. If you have a goal that you want to achieve, you gotta make it happen. Whatever vision, whatever goal, whatever dream, whatever end goals, whatever thing that you want to achieve in your life before, obviously, you say goodbye to the world. You gotta make it happen. If you don't make it happen, it's not gonna happen. Unfortunately, in this world, nothing happens by itself. It's gotta take you, you know, it's gotta take you as an individual to make things happen. You see? The thing is, goals cannot be achieved if you don't make it happen. I'm a good soccer, I'm a big fan of football. And one of my favorite players is the Portuguese from Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo. And he had dreams, he had goals, and he should achieve them. Obviously, it took hard work, but my point with that whole concept of Ronaldo is he made it happen, you know. He had goals achieved, and he made everything happen, his whole career, you know. Like, he started in Sporting, he scored 5 goals. In Man United, he scored 144 goals. In Juventus, he scored 101 goals. And in Real Madrid, he scored 450 goals. So in total, he scored 700 goals that top up his career. Obviously, he's still playing, so he could score more. And those are only his club goals, you know. And also, he has other goals for international goals, which are also the toppest. So in other words, Ronaldo now is the only player that scored a lot of goals in football. Like, no one reached, you know, number of goals he scored. Not Messi yet. But I feel like there's a potential. Holland, but not going on. That's not a point. My point is, he had a goal and he made it happen and he broke records and made records. Yeah, I heard it in Juventus, he broke records and he made new records when he played with Juventus, you know. So, he had a goal, he worked hard and he made things happen. So, in other words, if you want something done, do it. Make it happen. It's not going to achieve itself. You gotta do the achievement. You gotta put in the work. You gotta put in the effort. You gotta do something to gain something. You know? In other words, that's how the world is. If you want something, you do something about it. It don't come to you. It won't come to you and say, here I am. You know, if you wanna be a doctor, you study hard. If you wanna pass school, you study hard. If you wanna achieve your, if you wanna be like Ronaldo, you work hard. You get what I'm saying? So, he made things happen. Oh, he always makes things happen. So you must always have that mentality of making things happen. Otherwise, nothing in life would go according to the way you want to go. End of the day, just because he scored 700 goals doesn't mean that he had good times all the time. I'm pretty sure there were days where he flopped. Things weren't going his way. All that stuff. So you just have to ask yourself what he did during that time of toughness for him to continue, obviously. What's the word? For him to continue, scoring all those goals, I mean, that's a big achievement, you know, because there's not a player out there that has so many goals out there. But there is a potential, the guy from Man City, Holland. So, another day, he made things happen. That's my point. Okay, so obviously, that's what we'll be discussing about today, making things happen. I feel like everyone has a capability. Just don't sell yourself short. You are more capable than you think. Okay? As long as you are alive in this world, you are more capable than you think. Trust me, you are more capable than you think. I've seen people who do the incredible. I've seen things happen. I've seen people who are disabled who became the best in the world. A lot of things happen. They just make things happen. So the thing is, my point is don't let your circumstances determine your future. Because circumstances can be left behind. And when you leave them behind and then you go and then you follow your future, you can actually achieve what you want to achieve in life. Why? Because you're going to make that happen. Okay? Like Ronaldo. I mean, if the player is for me the greatest. Obviously, there's all other players. You know, you're not a Messi or Gareth Bale, Mbappe or Pele, all those great players. You know what I'm saying? And other new ones that are upcoming players. So at the end of the day, it's what you do to achieve what you want in life. Okay? So you just gotta make things happen. Things won't happen by themselves. Not in this world. Not ever. Ever. So if you want things done, do it. Okay. So yeah, that's what we'll be discussing about. So let's jump into our first song of the day. It's called He's a Joy, and I'm gonna check you after this.
Left the dark I fear when I reach for him and he's not here. Many times have come when he is gone, yet I find the strength to carry on. make real to make.
Welcome back to the Be Inspired Show, right here on Active FM. This is your one and only gentleman, right here on Active FM. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed the song called He's a Joy. Now, before the song, I was discussing about making things happen. Make it happen. That's the topic that I'm discussing about today. Make it happen. And once again, today I don't have bullet points, you know. I'm just going to share what I need to share. Because usually at Being Special, I have bullet points. But today, my bullet points, like the last time, trying something, you get what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I always say, there was one time I made a show called Be the Change, or Things Be the Change, and I kept saying about trying something new. So here I am myself trying something new. Because obviously, you got to change in your life, you know, so you always got to try something new. So here I am. Trying something new, right? You're gonna be inspired. So, okay. So, obviously, the whole concept of today is making things happen. I shared before the song about my favorite player, Cristiano Ronaldo. I mean, about him scoring 700 goals, just club goals, and obviously plus his international goals, which is a lot. Okay, so obviously, I'm sure he had his bad times out there during the obviously building up of his career until where he got until he is right now. Though he had a tough time, but obviously he made things happen. You see, he literally made things happen. He won 5 Ballon d'Ors. He made a lot of things happen in his career until he is right now at the age of 37. he broke records in Juventus. He broke records and he made new records when he played in Italy, Italy League. You get what I'm saying? So in total, he played 500 clubs, Sporting, Juventus, Real Madrid, and Man United, 4 clubs. The many clubs he's played for. In the duration of his career, even though right now he's back in Man United. But my point is, he made things happen, you know. He started off small and he built and he built and he built and he made things happen. The same way Lionel Messi did, he has 7 Ballon d'Ors and he's made things happen. I guess at the end of the day, that's how it is. If you want something done, you gotta make it happen. It's not gonna come by itself. Unfortunately, in life, we don't get things we don't work for. I'm just saying, unfortunately. We don't get things we don't work for. If you want something, you work for it. When you work for it and you determine to get it, you will get it. You know? It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of determination to do things that you never been done before. But at the end of the day, what makes us different from all of us, what makes those people who made things happen from those who don't make things happen, is the fact that they do something about it and they believe in themselves. They believe that they have the capability of achieving what they want to achieve. They want to do it. So if you want to do something, people do it. If they don't want to, people don't do it. But if you want to be a surgical doctor, you do it. If you want to be the best player in the world, you can able to do it. If you want to be a police officer or a fireman or a nurse or whatever comes to mind, there's so many careers out there. But at the end of the day, they're not going to come to you unless you work for them and you achieve them. Okay, but my point is this: after you achieve your career, don't settle down. Don't settle for it. Go further. You're more capable than you think. Okay, yeah. If you made your career happen, I'm sure you can make other things happen as well. You know, it's very interesting. There's a lot of things you can do as a human being. Do not sell yourself short just because things aren't going your way. Everyone who made it in life had their own troubles sometimes. When I say everyone, I mean literally everyone. No one who made it in this world didn't have trouble time. It's what they did during those trials. It's what you do during your trials that makes it different. Your trials aren't there to stay. They're there to build you up. They're only going to stay when you let them determine your life. Your trials aren't there to break you. They're there to build you. Because why? You learn something different. You know, pain is temporary. I don't know how many times I said it before, but pain is temporary. It's not there to ruin your life. It's there to build you. It's there to make you see things in different perspective. Okay. You know, it's very interesting that I figured out. Imagine you have stage 4 leukemia or cancer. Okay. And then you go for chemotherapy for, let's say, for 6 months. This is just a hypothetical. For 6 months, and then you usually beat cancer. Do you know that some people change their life just because they beat cancer? Because for them, it's a very big achievement. You get what I'm saying? It's not easy to beat cancer. Chemotherapy is not something that's very easy. But there are people who actually change their life. They see things differently just because they beat cancer. And obviously, unfortunately, there are those who don't beat cancer. But my point is this. People see life differently because now they've seen and experienced how death feels like. You know? Imagine someone tells you that you have a tumor and you're going to be alive for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And then at the end of the day, you're going to go. So they gave you a time period on how long you're going to stay alive for. And you'd be asking yourself, what should I do during that time period? Because you know that you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? We can die. The thing is this. We are able to die anytime because we don't know what happens tomorrow. But now if you have something in your body that assures you that you're going to die, definitely. Not what if, because it don't know what happened tomorrow. But now, if you have something in your brain like a tumor that assures you that you're gonna die, you will see life differently. Because now you're expecting death. The fact that you die tomorrow, you don't know. But the fact that you are going to die and you know it, because you know that you have a tumor in your head, you will see life differently. And for some reason, those people, they have the tendency of trying to live their life to the fullest. Why? Because now they acknowledge that, no, I'm not going to live long enough to do what I want to do. So let me push to make things happen. Because now, why should that be your, watch this. Why should you experience the fear of death for you to achieve your dreams? Get what I'm saying? Why can't you do it now? Why can't you make things happen now? Why should you have the fear of something happening to you before you achieve your dreams? Why should fear or death be your motivation to actually make things happen in your life? Because now, since you have a tumor, you know that, you know, I only have a certain period of time to live. And then you're like, you know what, I gotta make things happen. Why? Why should something that's fearful, why should fear stop you from achieving your dreams or motivate you from achieving your dreams? Or why is the fear of losing your life, knowing that you're going to die one day or you have a tumor in a certain time, be your motivation? No, because now some people who have tumors and cancer, all this stuff, they want to live their life to the fullest because they know they're going to die. But now, why couldn't you do that before? Why couldn't you make things happen before you had a tumor? Again, so I'm just giving an example. My point is this: you shouldn't let things, or fear, or sickness, or something that tells you that, you know what, now you only have a certain amount of time in you for you to be alive or anything like that, to motivate you to make things happen. You should make things happen every day. You know, you should make things happen every day. It's not all the time where someone gives you help or anything like that. But if you want things to happen, you gotta do it. No one will achieve anything. No one will be able to achieve anything without doing anything. You won't achieve anything without doing anything. If you want to choose something, you do something. If you want to make things happen, you do something. That's how life is. I'm so sorry, but the reality is that's how life is. No one spoon feed us. Yes, some of us are spoon fed as we grow up, but when you become a grown man or a grown woman, no one spoon feed you. You gotta do things by yourself. You got to learn from your mistakes. You gotta have people in your life where they will encourage you, tell you that, you know what, you're doing this, you need that, you know that. Because obviously, at the end of the day, we can't do everything alone. That's why we have teams. That's why we have systems in this world. That's why in a hospital, they have teams, they have systems. In a workplace, they have teams, they have systems. Everything in this world contains teams and systems. Because they know that nothing can be achieved alone. You know, nothing can be achieved alone. You know what's interesting? A car. You know, a car, right? A car is one item. It's called an item. But do you know that there are different factories that make different parts of the car? Like the factories that only generate engines. And then the factories that only generate wheels. Then the factories that only generate the bodies. You see? There are different factories that generate all of these things, but if you put them together, they make what? One vehicle. not only one factory generates all those things. Because why? They know they don't be able to do it. So that's why it's broken down. Because obviously an engine needs to be molded so it can become an engine, and obviously all the stuff that they do to make an engine. And body, that's why it's all molded. Because that's why you have different type of bodies of cars and different type of engines, all this stuff. Different brands of cars, all this stuff. But there are factories that only create engines, factories that only create car wheels, and factories that only create the body. Why? Because they know it's a system. Because why? Because one factory cannot generate engines and bodies and wheels at the same time. It's too much strain. So teamwork is needed. A system is needed, you see? And at the end of the day, no one can do anything by themselves. You know, you can do a lot of things by yourself, but my point is, teamwork is essential. We can all accomplish a lot of things as a team. That's why in every environment, in every workplace where there's a lot of people, it's all teamwork, because no one can do this and that and that and that and that alone. It's impossible. But if you're a team, you're able to achieve more. But my point is that they make things happen. They get things done. Okay? So you just gotta believe in yourself, you know. Self-belief is needed. Yes, there'll be people who believe in you, but you also gotta believe in yourself. You know, you gotta know that you are able to do this. I mean, I understand that, you know, in life things happen. We get people who are disabled and stuff like that. But just don't let your circumstances determine what you can do. You are more capable. You are more capable. I repeat this once again. You are more capable than you think. Okay. So I'll leave that concept with you for now. For now, let's jump into my second song. It's by B.B. Wainers called Thank You. Check you after this.
wanna do. Don't want nothing from you. Giving me everything I need. No, I don't wanna tell me and say, oh, thank you.
Welcome, welcome, boys and girls, men and women, and ladies and gentlemen. This is a gentleman right here on the Be Inspired Show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the song by BB Witness called Thank You. And I feel like saying thank you is very important because people should be grateful to what they've been given. Because obviously, remember, the person that helps you out doesn't necessarily have to help you out, but the fact that they do help you out, you should be grateful, because otherwise, if you're not grateful, they might not do it again. But being grateful is actually a good sign of appreciation, and you gotta appreciate what you get. Okay, that's just my opinion. At the end of the day, so we were discussing about making it happen. Obviously, I discussed a few things on the before the song, but now I'll just continue to add on. I'm only discussing about, ladies and gentlemen, what I can personally say to you is the fact that, you know, this world is a roller coaster. To be honest, it's a roller coaster. You know, the thing is, the same way we make money, the same way you make money, the same way you lose money. So money is a circle. It rotates. Okay. It keeps on rotating and it will always rotate. That's what money is, you know what I'm saying? So, obviously, if you want to get things, you need money to get things. That's the reality, okay? That's the reality. Everyone likes material things. Everyone likes to be someone. Everyone likes to do things. Everyone likes to travel, I'm assuming. Not everyone, but some people. Everyone has their own preference. But my point is, we all like to do something, all like to achieve something, we all have goals, we all have dreams, we all have desires. We all have a lot of things that we would like to achieve, but at the end of the day, just don't let your circumstances determine where you can be, you know. At the end of the day, we all have circumstances. I promise you that we all have circumstances. A lot of things can happen. But a great example about making things happen is this guy from Australia, Nick Voltage, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He was born with no arms and no legs, and literally has no arms, no legs, and he goes around inspiring kids, you know. That's his dream, that's his passion, that's what he's currently doing. He's going around inspiring kids by speaking. Most of the time he actually preaches, you know. But, you know, the thing is, what my point about him is that he didn't let his circumstances determine where his future can be, you know. I'm pretty sure he had tougher times than usually people have, but he didn't let his circumstances determine. And currently, right now, he's a married man. Yeah, believe it or not, he's actually married and has kids. Okay. That's just an example of what human beings are able to do. Just that's the best example to tell you that you are more capable than you think. So don't cut yourself, don't sell yourself short just because you have a disability or you're sick or whatever the case may be. You are more capable than you think. You are more capable than you ever think. Okay. You have the ability of doing a lot of things. You know, if Nick Voltage can go around preaching and inspiring people out in the world, around the world, and he has no arms and no legs, what's stopping you from achieving your dreams, you know? What's stopping you to become a doctor or a nurse or a great player or a pilot? You know, I have a friend right now who's starting to be a pilot. You know, I have a friend right now who's traveling around the world, you know, and I have a friend that I literally knew from school, and he said when he grew up in school, his circumstances were very bad, but he actually managed to change it around and achieve his dream. He made things happen. So his circumstances didn't determine where he got to. Right now, he's doing a pretty much good, not even great. He's doing fantastic, to be honest. So just don't let your life or whatever circumstances that life brings, because life always brings circumstances, don't let them determine your future. Don't let them determine where you're going, you know. I always say the past is in the past. The future is unknown. But currently is where you're going. So just, you know, leave the past in the past, you know. The thing is with the past is, no matter how many times you try to go back, you can't go back. We cannot change things that have already been done. We cannot undo things that have already been done, you know. This is not a movie where you watch a movie on DVD or on a laptop or a VLC where you miss something, you can rewind and go back. In life, you can't rewind something. You cannot repeat something. Okay? You can't put repeat and say, okay, fine, I messed it up, let me repeat again. You can't do that. We move on. We get better. We build ourselves. We encourage ourselves. We work as a team. We achieve more. We fight for what we love. We achieve what we love, you know. Everything is all possible. The only reason it's impossible is because you think it's impossible. The only person that can stop you from achieving your dreams or your goals is you. No one else. No one can stop me from achieving my dreams besides me. No one can stop you as a female, as a male, to achieving your goals, your dreams besides you. No one can stop you besides you. Only you can stop you, you know. So my point is, change your mindset and make things happen. And that's how I live and love you. Change your mindset and make things happen. Things won't happen by themselves. Unfortunately, I wish they do, but they don't. Nothing happens by themselves. So change your mindset and make things happen. Okay, so that is what I'm going to end with today. And I'm going to definitely check you the next time. So right here on I2FM as a Be Inspired show and as a gentleman, I always say that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable. But everyone knows and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Gonna check you next time. I'm gonna leave you this song by Kettle Kings called I Can't Quit. So don't quit. Check you next time. Bye.
Stay updated and entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us. Like the posts, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.
Know yourself, know your team. Do they want you to win? I done failed about a plenty of times. More fall than the more I climb.